Good evening.
Shabbat
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa.
Okay, let me mute.
Anna Bakoa. Kedulat Shemincha. Tati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi Kaberinat Amchasad Venu Tacharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrei Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamrei Betet Reish Tzaditat Gimel Chasin Kadosh, Erosucha, Nae Meladatecha, Hekufet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kiddushatecha, Yud Gimelamet, Pezayim Kuf, Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta'alumo Shinku Fa Tzariyutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column and the left column energies of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Gechanun, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzeh Chesed La'alafim, Notzeyawon Wafesha, We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. And I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkinte Bithilu Urhimu Hilu Hilu Urhimu Leakta Lashem Yehud Bavav He Behuda Shalim Lashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kanenei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kanenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane Nan Bekucha Berichu Koma Diaved Le'elah Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Diovada Dikshot Wileit Lach Bila Bialma Divae Barnash, Badak Yalea, Mine Yalan Haga, Beyakalana, Behakuhu Ovada, Dikshot Inun, Wikola, Isteris, Be Alma. Go going to connect to the energy of this year, which is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses from the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayichal, vayavo, ha-melech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el ha-melech tavo, na tamar, achoti udlabev, ve'enei shetei levivot, yevre miyada. The second verse is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale mishai. La donai ohe wahe, weata nasata, awom chatati sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the goat, but also the wake up call. There are also two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tod saduni katzipor oyevai finam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the last letters, the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua. It's chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kin vadonai yo he wahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 as the energy of the pause. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lahashid et kol haolot vayehaskum Achechem halevim ad kelo tam lacha biadit kachu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehit kadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yola Yo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Adonai Yo he wahe Adead ki bea yo he Adonai ohe wahe tsur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Udu Mikol Hamachavoya Asher Yitchabe Sham Wishavtem Eli Elnatom Wehalakti Item Wehayim Yeshno Faretz Vehipasti Oto Vekol Alpe Yehuda. The third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved ro'av yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. Second Samuel chapter 7, verse 10 is the verse that we still, the only verse that has this energy in the Tanakh, and we study it as well. Usamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan takta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the energy of the 72 names of Hashem. These are 72 attributes. We connect to them by saying the letters with their root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shila lahe. Aka aka heta hezayo alada la awa he he ayo zalame behe. Hey Rayo, hey Kome, La Awa Kalayo, La Wawa Me, hey, hey La Nu La Ha, Yo Yo Yo, Me La Hey, Hey Hey Wa, Nu Ta Hey Hey Ah Ah, Yo Ray Ta Shi Ah Hey, Rayo Yo Wawa Me, La Ka Be Wa Shi Ray, Yo Hey Wa La Hey Hey. Kawako me nu da anu yo hey ame re hey a yo yo za hey 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la hey za a la a re yo ha shi la me yo hey wa hey wa da me yo da nu yo. Hey, hey, she, a, me, me, nu, nu, a, nu, yo, ta. Me, be, hey, hey, wa, wa, yo. Nu, me, me, yo, yo, la. Hey, re, hey, me, ta, re. Wa, me, be, yo, hey, hey. A, nu, wa, me, hey, yo. Da, me, be, me, nu, ko. A, yo, a, hey, be, wa, re, a, hey, yo, be, me. Hey yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim using the same technique. Wa 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 yo 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 sabete am ame Me beshila yo he anua kameta. He he yo anuda la he wa he he mea. Yo tala me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ta be yo la yo wa me nu la. Nu me ta yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi ha yo yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be la he re. Yo yo la la he he ha a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha. Yo a wa la yo yo he. Sa ala are yo a ala meta he. Wa he wa da la yo he he yo he yo shi ala me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he pe he me za re. Wa he be yo a he ala yo. Ala wa me za yo. Da he be me kako, ala a he he wa, re lai he yo yo me, he lai yo me he me. We'll now connect to the Ma meditation. Yo wa da, yo wa da he a. Yo wa da he a wa a wa. Yo wa da he a wa a wa he a. Yo wa da, yo wa da he a. Yo wa da he a wa a wa. Yo wa da he a wa a wa he a. Yo wa da, yo wa da he a. Yo wa da he a wa a wa. Yo wa da he a wa a wa he a. Yo wa da, yo wa da he a. Yo wa da he a wa a wa. Yo wa da he a wa a wa he a. Yo wa da, yo wa da he a. Yo wa da he a wa a wa. Yo wa da he a wa a wa he a. The Sadikin who left the sixth day of Elul. Rabbi Yom Tov Lipman Heller, Rabbi Yekuziel Yehuda Teitelbaum of Sikhet. He's the son of Rabbi Elazar Nissan. Rabbi Moshe Mintz, Rabbi Yehezkel Safarna, Rabbi Meir Tzvi Aaron Trob, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class, which is a connection we make each day in Elul. We're going to you can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom page, matrix, in row 19, the second column from the left, is a Tikkuni Zohar landing page. When you open that up, scroll down to section 37B, and that's where we will start. Does anyone have any questions?
I Kama deok muhu mare mitnitin ve'ahavaret Hashem ve'gomer behahu deihu b'chaviv ra'ocha pehehu zinaka machayuven pitchin yediyehu titmar b'chom v'yedi adam matach matchat konafihem. Yehavi dorona l'nash beta dehahu bar nash mekama matnan tavi mekama dargin denavoa ve'alkal ho yehavat le'yashikim tamitanan. Itmar bo Ishmach Moshe mimadnat mi bimatnat helko begindimatat tat alach elokim ayo vehahu deitmar beyaputas Et yadicha v'gomer yechiv le'ya k'mamatnan tzavim u'parnasa v'nash betayo u'gufiya v'chuhudia alim ha' Kadnachkin Mave Malka Ve'yehavin Talat Pesayil La La'achora Dilachazarin Katpihu Legabe Kudsha Berichu Delit Dorona Taviva Kodem Kucha Berichu Dorochana Ishkin Tazakan Inundaroin Disalkin La Legabea Tafilin Al Yedihu Ve'areshiyehu zakayin linun ragalim ve'gufa te'yadin ve'kol avar ve'yavar te've'yasali dorona l'kudsha berisu te'lit dorona ha'viva Kodem Kudsha Berichu Kedorona Tishkin Tazakta Iyehu Avar Tiavid Beya Mitzvah Lekudsha Berichu Deragina Nachit Kudsha Berichu Shriyo Bekol Avar Dileya Yal Hai Barnash Makrizin Leola Adu Lediukna Temalka Kan Kesar Bechava Betikonin Zahar Chadash Dafka Laga Shoraminu Tumalka Botsana Ikaridinauta Laot Khavir Velo Somek Velo Yarok Velo Kamkalal Vayahi Velaitha Zeyo Kalil Vikarat Pashtayetat Leat Galia Nafik Nehe Avira Dekud Dekud Nekudahada The Medishtar Ayuhu Or the Hai The Hai Iyuhu Or Kudamaya The Ovadad Varaishit Hadahu Tiktivimar Alu Eloki Yehi or Yehi or Virazada Le Hakimi Leva It Masar Le Hai Nekuda Batar Le It Pashat Mehe Or Atma Vashet Begavin in Arva Bechikala Allah Umaya Yehi Nia Niyehi Bet Biala Itmar Behakamai Yezana Beyat Razad Ainekuda Ayahimidahid Pamesh Yavinim Bealaihu Itmar Meimidat Vishalumayim Veda Alephishanyot Vizarad Hakein Veda Alephiko Bishalish Afar Haretz Veda Aleph Vishekel Bifalas Arayim Veda Alephigivot Vemizanim Veda Aleph Gasalik Piora, Veda Azil Vitsafona, Veda Leda Roma, Hada Hudiktiv, Olech Arda Rom, Visovev Altsifom, Tereni Tranim. Sovev, Sovev, Ligabe Mizarach, Umarav deinun koho nekudi kegalai uyeme tasalik veda nechit deinun kechotet habivra danediyuhu ischar aina Rekahota roka leavikama vesumaka vekahla ilen galgalin kuseharin lehahu nekuda veyehi meidalekalahu Ayehi biarva visalka Be'esher v'razademila yudke vavke Ileni nun arva gevanin visalkin Be'esher v'inun kohu Be'vaviyot eishyot Ve'aleyahum ayit marki Hashem elzikis yeshachlahu shevayinu mahey ayeser ve'inu lekabel shiva rakim ve'inu sheva sefirim uvin kol had bechad kamesh mea shanim be'aki puteya tekol rakia be'rakia kamesh mea shanim ad desalkin kol alamida yediya De'ayahi nekuda chada lehosh min yediya ve'haki yehu raza tehosh bana kegavna damem tesha nekudim inu lekol satir Teit kalilan benyakuda ehalalvila ugina it marlechalalia mot yomat legomer kamha husave leamar leya rabbi rabbi biomaina Be'omea Alcha b'chai nekuda Samera aleya Nachit non alef bot hakal gala Razata mire v'lo yili yokra Tiyali avdina ela likara Kishkinta leachaza Yikara dehai nekuda Tamira geniza Itmar bevina lama Me'anai kolchai ve'ala Itmar Nachiv lo yeda'u ayit v'gomar adhakei harabi salik le'ala be'orai ve'ovir le'gata la rashu me'hayo Nekuda de'ayi'i Ganizata man v'haika Nachit v'yomoda de'esha Da'yehi haval de'fo ma de'veya The English translation. The gift that is given is the gift that is offered. There is recognition of the way things work above and below. Herein the Shekhinah awakens the capacity of even greater awareness. This is his portion. As we act, we are acted upon. Our gifts above then descend below. Like a farmer seeding crops that yield its produce. With the gift of the Shekhinah, the unity is established. This is the purpose of creation, to suffuse itself throughout consciousness. In every case, it is the gift of becoming open to the Shekhinah that awakens the unity above with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By means of the vehicle of the entire body dedicated in holiness above. At all times we ask, what is it we are making?
For what is being made is the gift that is given above, and what turns into blessings below. In the beginning there is darkness, because we have no recognition of the King and his will. See how the primordial light of creation is described. It is related to our awareness first as a point of recognition, meaning let there be the light of our awareness of the unity between thought and action. Once we become aware of the unity of thought and form, our understanding grows, i.e. it becomes colored so that with the wisdom of this insight, the house is built. What is the house? It is the creation that follows that awareness. Therefore, through our increasing awareness, it becomes possible to measure the expansion of creation that evolves from the single point into the five colors that determine various aspects of what comes into being. Imagine measuring the breath in the body, where it goes and where it comes in, and how it not only sustains the body physical, but also always infuses the body spiritual with its light. These revolutions in their four aspects that amount to 10 represents the inner connections of holiness that bring forth all that is to come to be. They immerse themselves in the primal substance, burning away the dross and perfecting the image of above. 7 heavens are presented as levels of attainment, as plateaus of fulfillment. Sephirot from Yesod to Bina, and then back again. They are filled with 500 years of coming to be, bringing forth their outcome. Look at the firmament stacking up as bits of mica, in flakes yet transparent, as quartz interpenetrable, as liquid and always resolving into the unity that is the image transformed. The Sephirot are shown as a point radiated by 3 on each side. With these 9 points on a side, you look at one inside the other, the empty space being possibility that always reveals and becomes and yet remains empty or open. Only the wise may visualize and know the meaning. Saba asked for clarification now of this meaning. The rabbi or the teacher within comes out of the chayot, the breath and the inspiration, and reveals more. An interlude. If you are looking for a sea of perfection, look for it here, where the night winds blow. Seek it too in the river valleys near the edge of morning. Sometimes if you wake up and remember, there it will be, out of the corner of your eye. It rises within you even sometimes when you call. Remember, when you seek it with all your heart, you will find it. She resides within you, yet here tendrils like a quickly growing vine reach all the way into the unknown and becoming a world. She is never still, yet her quiescent rest is the epitome of all stillness. Haven't you noticed that she brings forth all that you are? When anything new appears, she announces it moments before with a sense of feeling. This sense of feeling is the making of something out of nothing. She connects with your thoughts, aligning them with holiness according to your focus and attention. Did you know that you live inside her? Your purpose is to complete her in connection with holiness above. From the moment you were born, you are in her hands. If she had a face, it would be more beautiful than anything you could imagine or ever see. Her name can only be described by those whom you love, and that's what you love the most. Since she is always moving, you will only see her in passing, and then only as a feeling of profound bliss, peace and indescribable harmony. Think of anything you could be, and she is already there, opening the door. Tikkun 19. Bereshit Shem Bet Vezo Bat Nikuda Sutoma Bio Avir Alayo Alya Ne'amar Shemarena Ke'ayishon Bat Ayin. Bereshit, the daughter is there, and this daughter is the point hidden in the word Avir, in the word that translates as the air. This is what is said. Keep me as the apple of the eye. She must be concealed in the light, in ore in which is made air, avir. And why it is said, and the angel of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. Five times bush, Sina, is mentioned, and likewise five times light is mentioned in the act of creation. And they are, let there be light. There was light, and the light for it was good. Elohim divided between the light, and Elohim called the light. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Tomorrow morning, we will have a Slichot service at 7 a.m. West Coast time. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.